We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. I decided to talk about this here because I think it's early enough where maybe my mom isn't going to hear it.
Okay.
As some of you may already know, my sweet grandma passed away last month. And we had the wake and funeral service in the same day. And it was, you know, it's a tough day. It always is. When you have to officially say goodbye to someone you love. So last night, before I head to my aunt and uncle's for dinner to say goodbye to some family of mine who's heading back to Italy, I decided, you know, I'm going to stop at the cemetery. I'm going to drop off this beautiful bouquet I got my grandma from Trader Joe's. Well, I get there and I can't find my grams. I was like, I lost her. I drove around Holy Sepulchre for almost 25 minutes like an idiot. And before I finally find like a, what do you call them? Like a groundskeeper?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sir,
can you help me? Help me place a woman?
I said, I can't find my grandma. And he goes, well, there's a lot of people in here. Did you try section G? That's where some of the newbies are buried. I'm like, well, that's one way to put it.
Oh my God.
So I head over to section G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. I go, nope, they must have moved her. My grandma, I can't find her. She's not here.
Graham.
Where can she possibly be? You know, it was frustrating. I was just there last month.
Really?
And I remember—
For the burial?
Yes.
Okay. You should have taken a picture.
That was all in the same day. Mm-hmm. We did the wake, then we went to the service at the church, and then from there we went to the funeral. It was a very long day. But I remember, I was like, oh, when I come to visit her next, these are the landmines here— within the cemetery.
Landmarks, you mean?
Landmines? Excuse me.
The whole cemetery blows up.
I'm sorry. So these are the landmarks that I was looking at. I was like, okay, got it. This is here. This is over here. No problem. Well, I tried doing that yesterday. Nothing. Complete blank.
Mm-hmm.
And can someone explain to me how anyone is supposed to find a loved one buried in a cemetery? I mean, am I the only one that drove around for 25 minutes? Who else is doing this?
Oh, my gosh.
I checked every tombstone in a 100-yard radius. No, I can't. I was like, there's no way, it can't be.
You gotta go.
There has to be a better way. I lost her. There's no directory or book you can look in. Doesn't some cemeteries have a directory somewhere?
They should, no? I'm so confused.
I don't know. I can't.
How is anyone supposed to find anyone?
That was my question yesterday.
But also, it's not a mall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't just go up and be like, where's Sephora?
Well,
where's
Betsy? That's the thing. I think AutoZone, like, they have it together. So every time I walk into that place for new wiper blades, I know exactly what size, what brand, what model to get because mm-hmm. it tells me in the directory and it's hanging up in the wiper aisle. What's
Perfect.
The year, make, and model of your car? No problem. Aisle 4, Rain-X wiper blades, 22 inches. Bada bing, bada boom.
It's easy peasy.
I mean, is it so hard to put a directory in a cemetery somewhere?
Well, I mean, Moose, come on now. It's a little challenging. You know what I mean? Especially with the ground shifting. It's a lot.
So now I'm looking at the clock, and I'm already 10 minutes late for dinner. So I had to leave my grandmother's flowers with a stranger.
Oh, no.
Some woman named Ruth Gardner. Got the flowers, her lucky day. And I hope she appreciates them. Because according to her tombstone, she died 70 years ago.
Oh.
And
oh my God.
I don't know what to do with them.
Oh my God.
I was like, come on, man. Where is she? It was really frustrating.
Why didn't you call your mom?
It was really frustrating.
Why didn't you call your mom and say, where's Graham?
No, I don't know. I didn't want to. Like, they were all getting ready. I mean, they're like, I think my mom's been a little stressed out lately. So it's like, I don't want to burden her right now.
True. Very true.
But I was just curious. I was like, don't cemeteries have directories somewhere? Like, how do you find somebody? You know what I mean? Because I do have some family members where they're in the, you walk in and they're, They're buried in the wall where other people are buried in the ground.
Wall?
Yeah.
There's literally bodies in the wall. What are you talking about?
You've never been to a cemetery? Well, maybe those are the people that are cremated.
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah. What is that one? What is that one movie with Emily Blunt where there are bodies in the wall?
I don't know, Breezy.
Oh, my God.
Let me go. I got a couple texts coming in here. Hi, Moose. Most modern cemeteries have certain websites with maps.
Sicario, obviously.
Where you can find family plots and relatives. Laura says you can head to billiongraves.com and type in your family members' info that has passed.
Oh,
billiongraves.com?
Let's see.
Okay. Okay.
I need her full first and last name. Okay. Oh, here they are.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Oh, yeah. I guess there is a website for that. Very interesting.
You're going to need to text me her name. There's no way I could spell it. No way at all. So you just ditched the flowers to some random woman named Gertrude?
No, Ruth Gardner.
Oh, Ruth Gardner. Of course.
Yes, Ruth Gardner passed away 70 years ago.
Ruth. Well?
Oh, my God. This is like... Lindsay said, Moose, I had to ditch the flowers too. I couldn't find my grandma. Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad I'm not feeling so alone anymore because I felt terrible.
I have her obituary pulled up for Ruth. She had four grandchildren.
You actually found a Ruth Gardner.
Yeah, she's here. She's right here.
But is she Rochester?
Pulaski. So, she died in Pulaski, but she was buried in Rochester at Mount Hope. Is that where you were?
No, I was at Holy Sepulchre.
Oh, of course. Right.
Yeah, Mount Hope. Are you kidding me? Mount Hope, you got people buried there from 1698. You never find anybody over there. It's a beautiful cemetery.
Well, I found my girl Susie B with no issue whatsoever.
Well, everybody knows where Susie B is buried.
And my sticker on her tombstone.
Yeah, see, I never was cool with that. Like, the people just covered stickers all over her grave. I'm like, yeah, I get what they were doing.
Well, I mean, there's a shield over it. It's not like it's an actual tombstone. That'd be crazy. Oh, no, they put a shield over it.
Okay, like, okay.
They take the plastic off. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Oh, Susie.
My old producer.
Her tombstone's tricked out. It's the graffiti on it.
My old producer that I used to work with here on the show years back, we went to Mount Hope Cemetery. And people had left change all over Frederick Douglass's grave.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he take some of the change and use it to buy a soda pop here in the vending machine?
He goes, my old producer, the producer was you.
No! I would never.
98PXY. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.